Good morning. Welcome to the Poetry Moment. My name is Jerry Olson. All this week, Spokane Public Radio staff and volunteers are reading selections from Snowbound, A Winter Idyll by John Greenleaf Whittier. First published in 1866, it tells the story of a rural Massachusetts family confined to their farmhouse during a long winter storm. The moon above the eastern wood shone at its full. The hill range stood, transfigured in the silver flood, its blown snows flashing cold and keen, dead white, save where some sharp ravine took shadow, or the somber green of hemlocks turned to pitchy black against the whiteness at their back. For such a world and such a night, most fitting that unwarming light, which only seemed where it fell to make the coldness visible. Shut in from all the world without, we sat the clean-winged hearth about, content to let the north wind roar in baffled rage at pane and door, while the red logs before us beat the frost line back with tropic heat, and ever when a louder blast shook beam and rafter as it passed, the merrier up its roaring draught the great throat of the chimney laughed. The house dog, on his paws outspread, laid to the fire his drowsy head. The cat's dark silhouette on the wall, a couch of tigers seemed to fall. And for the winter fireside meat, between the andirons straddling feet, the mug of cider simmered slow, the apples sputtered in a row, and close at hand the basket stood with nuts from brown October's wood. That was a selection from Snowbound, A Winter Idyll by John Greenleaf Whittier. Tune in tomorrow to hear another section of the poem. For the Poetry Moment, I'm Jerry Olson.